mujer que yo amé. Mi vida entera le entregué, le di todo mi amor, también mi corazón, brindándole felicidad. A esa mujer yo le pedí que fuera solo para mí.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode number 8 of Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. This is Federico Castañeda, your host, welcoming you to this episode where we continue the dialogue with Sho Janitzio. Started off as a trio of música mexicana romántica of the Siglo de Oro, that is, of the golden age of Mexican music in the romantic genre, with trios, the three guitarists, who sang beautiful harmonies and beautiful love ballads, and who also sang the songs that were composed and written by such wonderful composers like Roberto Cantoral, and you'll be hearing the names of others. I'd like to apologize for episode number 7 for those of you who downloaded it. I know that there was a technical glitch. I don't know what happened in the recording. When we did the encoding, it got a little mixed up, and so the first minute or two sounds a little bit off-key and odd. I apologize for that, but instead of redoing it, what I'd like to do is make it up to you this time. The song that you just heard right now is called A la Mujer que yo amé, to the woman that I loved, and that happens to be one of the cuts. It's cut number 2 on the CD album called No Más Contigo, or Just You, from Sho Janitzio. It's produced in 2007 by G&H Productions in Texas. This is the production company that helps out and produces the CDs for Sho Janitzio. As you remember, they don't have a label. They distribute their own music, and this is a song that they have given me permission to post. We're going to post the entire song at the end of this podcast. What we're going to be talking about in this episode, and we continue our discussion at Estela's restaurant, so I apologize again that you're going to hear the ambient noise coming from all corners of the restaurant since we were talking to them and interviewed them right after they had just finished performing their weekly sets of musical numbers at Estela's restaurant. Notwithstanding the ambient noise, we'll continue this discussion. This time we're going to go into more detail about how they love the genre of the música romántica de tríos del Siglo de Oro in Mexico, and how they got started in that, what it means to them, and then we'll play, at the very end, A la Mujer que yo amé, from No Más Contigo. And there's a lot more that we could say about the música romántica. The only thing that I want to specify is, it became very, very popular in Mexico during the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I was there in the 60s and saw how beautiful the serenades were, the serenatas. Instead of mariachis, a young man who is a suitor and trying to court a young lady would take a trio, three men with three types of guitars. One would play requinto, one would play bass, and one would play melody. And they would have beautiful harmony voices, and their arrangements were such that they were very, very romantic. They would take the serenata close to midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning, and in the streets of a very quiet little town or the city or the suburbs or the colonias, as they're called, they would then play a series of love ballads as a gift of an experience given to the lady to whom the suitor is courting. The lady would come out and finally be wooed by these songs, as it is his admission of his admiration and his desire to court her for formal marriage. That is the origin of the serenata, and it's still alive today in Mexico, although it is not as prevalent as it used to be. These trios were hired tremendously for this type of arrangement. Now the trios are hired more in line for weddings, for birthdays, for anniversaries, and a whole host of other fiestas or celebrations. The serenata is still very famous, and a lot of people still hold the tradition of the 1950s and 60s. So let's talk to Sho Janitzio, and we'll continue the discussion of the trios, that is, the three men who sing música romántica, the golden age of Mexico and Mexican romantic ballads and music, the 1950s and 1960s, our discussion with Sho Janitzio. This is Fred Castañeda, your host for Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico, And in this podcast episode, we're here at Estela's, this restaurant in San Antonio, Texas. And in San Antonio, we have the opportunity to be with Show Janitzio. Show Janitzio is a trio, actually a quartet, right? At times.
Well, really it's a trio.
Okay, it's a trio. Sometimes they have four pieces, but it's a trio that plays here in San Antonio. And I was very lucky to have run into them at Estela's, the restaurant. And they play music from all sorts. They play music of boleros, música romántica, music from corridos, music from rancheras, music of all sorts of the musical genres of Mexican music. And with us today, we're here with the director, or at least my contact from the group, who is?
Juan Carlos Hernandez.
Juan Carlos Hernandez, along with his companions?
Abraham Beltran.
And?
Daniel Gallegos.
And there's a fourth person who'll be joining shortly.
Manuel Mia.
Trio Janitzio used to be when I got to know them last year, and now it's Show Janitzio.
Show Janitzio.
Now, just for the sake of our viewers and listeners, we wanted to find out how you started, about how long you've been in business. Tell us a little bit about your group and where you play and what you do, please.
Well, this group has been already for 10 years already.
10 years. In
this 15th of September, we have 10 years of formed the group.
Okay, so they formed in the year 1997.
Correct.
Okay, in 10 years. Fantastic. And you'll hear their music in a couple of the songs we're asking them to play. And can you also tell us where you've been playing? Have you played any place else besides San Antonio?
Well, we have been playing in Chicago and some cities of Mexico and all around Texas.
Okay, where in Mexico have you played?
We played in Mexico and Guanajuato State, mm-hmm. and also in Coahuila, Monterrey.
Coahuila, Monterrey, Guanajuato. Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, and when you started out, did you start out as just a trio for música romántica, let's say, or did you have a general repertoire?
Well, we have a general repertory. Our preference is the romantic style.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have cumbia, chachas, corridos, and we try to give the people what they want.
Okay, well, you know what I like? I like the being a purist, I enjoy the trios from the 1950s and 60s, especially the songs that were composed and written by Roberto Cantoral, Armando Manzanero, Lalo Guerrero, and all of these that have the beautiful romantic songs. Lalo Guerrero obviously recorded his song Nunca Jamás. And then the three songs that are most famous from Roberto Cantoral, which is La Barca,
El Reloj,
and
El Triste,
and also
Regálame esta noche.
And from Roberto Cantoral, Regálame esta noche también. Those are the three songs. And of course, Armando Manzanero from Yucatán, El Manzanero, has written very famous songs. Three of them, the most famous, Contigo Aprendí.
Somos novios.
Y también...
ese que fue ayer.
Y esta tarde...
Vi llover.
And of course, Adoro.
Adoro. Also, Somos novios has been recorded in English.
Right. It's impossible.
Well, here's Manuel.
Manuel. Federico Castañeda. Yeah. And your name, Manuel, is?
Manuel Mier, para servirle.
Okay. And we're talking here with the group about Show Janitzio. We're going to be recording several interviews. This is the interview that we talk about música romántica de los tríos during the 1950s and 60s for an international audience, especially Europe, Asia, and Australia. The tríos that were most famous during that era, there's a lot of them. Many of them have already passed away. Trio Los Panchos, Trio Los Tres Diamantes, all sorts of... some of the tríos that influenced your music, who were they?
Well, mostly the Trio Los Panchos is the one that more people ask for their songs. So we still sing many, many songs of Los Panchos. But also we have from Los Tres Haces, Los Tres Reyes,
Los Dandies.
Los Diamantes.
Los Freddys.
Almost from every
Tres Caballeros.
Of course, Los Tres Caballeros is a very difficult songs. Mm-hmm. They really have a very beautiful way of singing, but too high for us sometimes.
Okay, so that was basically the group that you strive to emulate, Los Panchos. I mean, they were your musical mentors, basically.
Uh-huh. sir.
For that genre of music, the trios, the la música romántica. And what are the songs that you enjoy playing from that era in from the genre of música romántica de trios? ¿Cuáles son sus canciones favoritas?
Almost all of them.
Well, because esa música no cansa, nunca cansa,
no,
right?
No, no. We're a trio that mostly we sing whatever the people ask us. Mm-hmm. So many times they ask for Gema, they ask for Sin Ti, Los Dos, Contigo, Amorcito Corazón.
Uh-huh. And you know the one that I always ask?
Cien años, El Reloj.
Perfidia.
Perfidia.
And tell me, how many albums have you created? Show Janicio or Trio Janicio in the past 10 years?
We have already seven CDs.
Seven
and,
CDs.
One more is coming.
Oh, okay. I got to get that one too.
this will be only songs from José Alfredo Jiménez.
Ah, my favorite.
So José Alfredo Jiménez.
All the rancheras from José Alfredo.
Yeah, with Trio Janicio.
Right. And José Alfredo Jiménez, for our listeners, we'll talk about him later on when we talk about the ranchera, the genre of the canciones rancheras. But for right now, we're talking about canciones románticas. Mm-hmm. So you have your seventh CD coming. And, okay. Well, when you have that, we'll put a link in the show notes mm-hmm. for our listeners that can order any of the CDs that you have or call you to get the CDs. And ladies and gentlemen who are listening to me, I have at least five or six of the CDs that I purchased from them, and they are remarkable. Never get tired of playing them, especially the one song, I love your interpretation of Perfidia. And by the way, for our listeners, Perfidia is a song that was very famous in 1939-40, because in 1940-42, Perfidia was actually shown and played in the movie Casablanca with Humphrey Bogart and Ingmar Bergman, but mainly when they were in the cafe or the nightclub in Paris. Uh-huh. And they were playing it in a very, very tropical style, as opposed to a very romantic and slow style. Not the way the trios would play it, but the way, say, a salsa band would play it. They have another one that's called Show Janicio. They just handed me a CD in my hands. It's called Ven a mi casa esta Navidad. So that's your Christmas album that you're going to be releasing. Okay.
Yes.
And it has songs on it such as El Año Viejo, Feliz Año Mi Amor, Amarga Navidad, El Niño del Tambor, Feliz Navidad, of course, Noche de Reyes, Jingle Bells, Noche de Paz, or Silent Night, and La Blanca Navidad. Ven a mi casa esta Navidad se llama. That's the name of the album. And another one that's very, very famous, for those who like instrumentals, is one called Instrumental, or the instrumental version of Show Janicio, and it contains such numbers as El Amor es Triste, Intermezzo, or Intermezzo, as some of you in Australia know it as, México de Noche, El Tico Tico, Nocturnal Blue Moon, La Chica de Ipanema, Jesucita en Chihuahua. What do you know? That's the one that we were talking about. Mona Lisa and many, many others. La Bikina, especially. La Bikina. That's probably one of your signature songs that you play at the end of your a repertoire. I've been hearing it at the end of the shows when we play. But anyway, tell us, have you written or composed any original tunes in this genre of trios románticos?
Yes, well, Juan Carlos and myself, we are also songwriters, and we have some of the songs are in the new CDs.
Okay, which songs in particular?
One is A La Mujer Que Yo Amé. Mm-hmm. We have on the Puerto Rican composer's CD album, we have two songs that I did. One is Cuando Llegues a Puerto Rico, and La Ranita Coquí. La Ranita Coquí is the little ranita that is very famous in Puerto Rico because it's only in Puerto Rico that lives. Mm-hmm.
So the song that you composed and wrote yourself is La Mujer Que Yo Amé.
La Mujer Que Yo Amé.
A La Mujer Que Yo Amé.
And the name on the CD is the title is Nomás Contigo is the title of the CD.
Okay.
But we include one.
Nomás Contigo, the title of the CD, and A La Mujer Que Yo Amé. We're going to ask you to play that in just a few minutes so that the audience can get an idea of the type of music, of the música romántica. One last thing that we were talking about. Of the composers that we had, you mentioned there's a lot of composers. Roberto Cantoral, Armando Manzanero, Lalo Guerrero, etc.
Gabriel Ruiz.
Who are your, and now today, Juan Gabriel.
Yeah.
But who are your favorite composers of this genre of música romántica, from the era of the 50s and 60s, that you can now create your own compositions, or who were the ones that you liked the best, the composers?
Well, one of the best for me in my The one I like is Agustin Lara.
Agustin Lara.
Agustin Lara, of course. There's quite a few Mexican composers.
Which ones in particular? Which songs?
Like
Gabriel Ruiz.
Gabriel Ruiz is one of them.
No, I mean, which songs from Agustin Lara?
Oh, de Agustin Lara, Mujer. Es una de ellas.
Mujer.
Rosa.
Rosa.
María Bonita.
María Bonita. Okay.
Solamente una
Granada,
vez.
Solamente Granada, una vez, right?
Granada.
Granada. Granada and
sí,
solamente
so
una vez.
Many that we forget, you know?
Right, especially yeah. Solamente una vez.
Pues un
very favorite of
the most
all
popular song.
And besides Agustin Lara, you said
Gabriel Ruiz.
Gabriel Ruiz. Yeah. Which songs in particular would you say influenced
usted.
You and you like?
Usted
es la culpable. We can only sing one bar before we have to pay royalties.
Yeah. Another one is the composer of Sabor a Mí.
Mm-hmm.
Álvaro Carrillo.
Álvaro Carrillo.
Vicente Garrido.
Okay, so anyway, thank you very much for this. Let us see what the música romántica is like when we have them play A la Mujer Que Yo Amé, which happens to be on the album Nomás Contigo.
Nomás Contigo.
Okay.
Que yo amé, mi vida entera le entregué, le di todo mi amor, también mi corazón, brindándole felicidad. A esa mujer yo le pedí que fuera solo para mí, mi compañera fiel, mi único querer, la esposa que siempre soñé. Los años han pasado ya, ya que el amor se hizo realidad. Esa mujer, mi esposa es, a quien yo quiero de verdad. A esa mujer yo le pedí que fuera solo para mí, mi compañera fiel, mi único querer, la esposa que siempre soñé. Los años han pasado ya, ya que el amor se hizo realidad. Esa mujer, mi esposa es, a quien yo quiero amar.